The UK Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Well, we've got bushfires here, and Adam's talking about floods and flood alerts. All blame global warming. Now, it's a funny thing, this global warming. It sort of warms in some places and doesn't in others. Righto, Adam?
Yeah, I suppose we should put ourselves together, shouldn't we? Fires and floods.
Yes,
we might sort each other out a bit, but... Yeah, do you know what? I think this is the third time this year that I will have said we've got flooding as the result of a month's worth of rainfall in 24 hours.
Yes.
This time we're looking to the north of England, in particular Derbyshire and Yorkshire. 7 severe flood warnings in place, and severe means danger to life. And indeed, a woman was swept to her death in the River Derwent in Derbyshire. And the River Don, if you know your geography, it goes through some big places like Sheffield and Rotherham and Doncaster, and it's threatening all sorts of destruction. As we speak, it's thought the flood water is receding, but there's more rain in the forecast. And basically, you know, there are some places that can't cope. We've got villages underwater. Roads and rail lines blocked, and what a contrast to your weather related.
Absolutely, and in California, of course, as well. Remembrance Day.
Yeah, remembrance for the capital R today. We had the Queen leading things at the Cenotaph in central London. We had the oldest surviving British Second World War veteran, 104-year-old Ron Freer was there, and 10,000 others. I mean, lest we forget, actually, the 93-year-old Queen is also a war veteran. She was in uniform. There was a sort of theme as well, the 75th anniversary of a number of Second World War battles, D-Day in particular, I guess. And the leaders of the UK's three main political parties took time off from calling each other charlatans and liars and decided they would turn up and do the appropriate thing.
That's a very important point you made, though, about the Queen. She herself is a war veteran.
She is, yes, absolutely. And do you know what? She also, there was a moment, she was caught on camera a lot with this moment, where there was a tear in her eye, and she definitely looked down, and you just wonder who she's thinking. If she's thinking of her dad or friends or her husband or who knows, but there was definitely a tear in the eye for
her. Beautiful stuff. Well done, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.